Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go with Dina Sturt at the 40, and this update brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, offering great low rates on mortgages as low as 3.375%. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, well, it looks like we've got another Chris off the market.
Who?
Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger, they are officially hitched. They got engaged just 7 months after dating, and they exchanged their vows in front of close family and friends in California on Saturday. It's his second marriage, her first, and his son, six-year-old son Jack, with Anna Faris, was there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's there cool. They're getting along. Yeah,
they're getting along just fine. Yeah, I think she gave her blessing to the marriage in the first place anyway. So lots of celebrities there, too, including Rob Lowe, and then you had the other celebrities who weren't invited that tweeted out their congratulations.
Right.
So, you know, you can't invite everybody.
Right? I didn't know.
You can't invite everybody.
I didn't know our great uncle was JFK. It was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's a very celebrity family. Polly Perrette tweeted she will not be returning to NCIS ever, and she's asking her fans to please stop asking.
Uh-huh.
She says it's all because of Mark Harmon. She says she's terrified of him. She has still has nightmares about him. You know, she's talked about this before a little bit, but she's really getting into a lot of detail now. She left the show just last year after a 15-year run, and she's talked about this before. We're just hearing so much more now. She even tweeted a picture of her alleged crew member's battered eyes, writing, "This happened to my crew member, and I fought to keep it from happening again. Then I was physically assaulted for saying no, and I lost my job." So we don't know if that's related to Mark Harmon situation or not. We're waiting to hear if his team says anything or CBS says anything. But as for now, all we have is what Pauly has to say.
Those are huge allegations,
they
too.
They really
that's,
are.
Yeah, just a little something.
DinaSturt.com.
Hidden Figures actress Taraji P. Henson, she got pretty emotional as she testified before the Congressional Black Caucus Emergency Task Force on Black Youth Suicide and Mental Health on Friday, saying it breaks her heart to know that five-year-olds are contemplating life and death. She added that, you know, they are getting younger and younger, these kids that are thinking about committing suicide. But Taraji says she is happy to use her fame to put a face to a cause. You know, she knows she suffers from depression and anxiety, too, and it's nothing to be ashamed about. And she says, we need each other. You know, this is me reaching across the table trying to help lend a hand. We have to save the kids. So I'm glad to hear that she's doing that and bringing more awareness. You want to read more about it, it's at E! Online. You can check it out there.
DinaSturt.com.
And Jennifer Lopez kicked off her It's My Party, the live celebration tour in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a big deal, you know, celebrating her 50th birthday and all.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a very special guest appearance, her daughter Emmy. So Jen's 11-year-old came out to join her on stage to sing the song Limitless, and worked out real nice. It did. She was dressed in a massive red dress, just like her mom's. Very super cute mommy and me stuff right there. And Jennifer later shared a clip on Instagram writing, "I can't take it," along with the hashtag proud mama.
That's kind of cool. So you can, you know, be the mom
so
and the performer, you know.
Yes.
11-year-olds usually come up on stage, "Mom, can I get some pizza?"
Yeah, they might just interrupt it.
Right, yeah, they just kind of walk out.
Yeah. She's actually prepared.
Mm-hmm. She was ready. She
nice.
Nailed the performance, and then hair and makeup be darned. They hugged it out after. It was just so cute.
Very cool.
And that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
No pizza, though?
Nope, no pizza.
No,
there was no pizza
bad.
In this story. I know. It made it better.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40 at 740, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, offering great low rates on mortgages as low as 3.375%. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Well, TMZ has tallied up the number of emergency calls that came from Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans and David Easton's home, and the grand total is 25 thus far. They are averaging a call every other week. And, you know, that's like just the tip of the iceberg about the calls that were made last year.
So why all these calls?
Everything. Welfare checks, somebody inside the house asking to speak with law enforcement, someone reporting domestic disturbance.
Wow.
So, yeah, needless to say, this isn't the quiet couple on the street. So how about...
They should do that per call.
What?
A fee.
They should. They should actually start charging them for it.
Emergency, yeah.
They are really taking advantage of the police in their town. Yeah, absolutely.
DinasDirt.com.
Demi Lovato, a proud older sister. She showed up to support her younger sister, 17-year-old Madison De La Garza, as she walked across the stage to get her high school diploma this weekend. Yeah,
nice.
So she took some pictures with her. And what's cool is everybody kind of left her alone. You know, like they didn't bother her or bug her. And as one person pointed out, though, like they know that that's Demi Lovato's sister, so they're probably used to her being around for her.
That's weird, though. So like all the parents just looking at her.
Yeah.
It's hard not to take away some of the kids' steam.
Oh, I'm sure there were some side selfies going.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were. But it was nice of her to come support her sister.
Very cool.
Unlike my son, Quinn, who did not support his sister.
DinaStirt.com.
That's what a slam that
is. Throwing shade and dirt, Dina.
No, I want to talk more about this.
Well, it looks like Saturday Night Live is going to have to find somebody new to play President Trump. Alec Baldwin made the announcement that those days are over.
Those days, it was just like weeks ago.
I know. He'd only been playing him since 2016, and he did continue on through season 44. But he says, no, I'm kind of done. Got 5 kids. Really need to focus on family right now. They haven't said who will replace him, but there is talk, apparently, that Alec thinks Daryl Hammond should do it, or Anthony Adamanowicz. My vote is for Daryl because I can say his name easier.
Why not? He has great impressions, too.
Trump was on the show years ago. Why don't they just bring him back on? Play himself? Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see in September when the season kicks off.
Yeah, and this scene you bash Democrats.
DinaStirt.com.
And Ashley Tisdale, the High School Musical star, not too happy with director Kevin Smith after he scratched up her car and drove away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a hit and run?
Yes. She said, thanks, Kevin Smith. This is what she tweeted. Thanks, Kevin Smith, for scratching my mirror on my car and not stopping. Classy move, neighbor.
How did you know it was him?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's got video camera.
Have video cams, yeah.
Somebody saw it, and then he did apologize. He says, apologies, I drive like Cruella de Vil in the hills. However, I did do a courtesy stop, and that's when you pulled away first, and I was like, that's so Sharpay, which is, he thought would be kind of cute to give a reference to her High School Musical character, but I don't think she found it so cute because she still has a scratched up mirror.
Okay.
Wow.
If a celebrity hits my car, just autograph it for me.
There you go.
I am guessing he will fix it.
I hope so.
You don't want to get on her bad side. And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 8:39 with the Kellogg crew. Let's get to Dina's Dirt at the 40 right now. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They are offering great low rates on mortgages. Want a new place? Well, they can help you out with a rate as low as 3.375%. For details, visit pvcu.org or call 413-733-2800. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones had to deal with her husband, Joe, almost kissing another woman.
Joe Jonas, no way.
Joe Jonas, that's right. But it was an accident. I mean, most guys, if you try to claim it was an accident, your woman wouldn't believe you.
Accidentally, our lips cross paths.
But here's what happened. It was her photo and stunt double on Game of Thrones. You know how they have someone who's like a stand-in at times?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or someone who's a stunt double. And I guess she resembled her so much, you know, it was the hair and everything, that he grabbed her, turned her around, and was about to give her a kiss. And he's like, sorry, wrong Sophie.
That happens. Like to guys when you're in public, because you back at your hair.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Like with my wife, I'm like, oh, Bella. Oh, not Bella.
Yeah, you keep trying to talk your way out of it. I think this excuse only works for Joe Jonas.
A kiss is a little too far. I mean, should realize by then.
Well, it was a time to celebrate best friends over the weekend, and a few best friends celebrated themselves in the most confusing way. So it was Ryan Reynolds, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Hugh Jackman. Now, they posted pictures of each other. They've been best friends for a long time. So now let's see if you can follow this timeline. Ryan posted a picture of him with Hugh Jackman. He wrote, happy best friends day to Jake Gyllenhaal, not pictured. Hugh posted a picture of him with Ryan Reynolds and also said, stage 4 clinger, hashtag, hi Jake. And then Jake posted a picture with Hugh Jackman saying, happy best friends day to Ryan Reynolds, not pictured.
Got it.
was very confusing.
Yeah. None of those guys are pictured in my best friend photo, by
They're
the way.
Not?
No.
Oh, but you said best friends to them.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Sorry, not in picture.
It would be a great service if you could get a photo with them. Trust me. Yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
Awkward moment for Kylie Jenner. She was at a party this past weekend for a friend, but so was Jordan Woods. You might recall Jordan Woods is the girl who kissed Tristan Thompson when Kylie Jenner was dating him. And there's a lot of awkwardness there. And oh yeah, guess what? Tristan Thompson showed up to the club too. So the three of them were there. I think only the girls were in the VIP section, but that had to be some awkwardness at the party. Who leaves first, you know? But neither one would answer questions to the paparazzi outside the club.
DinaStirt.com.
And Amy Schumer. Gotta appreciate this lady. She's a new mom. It's been about 5 weeks since she welcomed her first son.
Okay.
And she's poking a little fun at herself. I really do admire her like courage. She's like not afraid. She's not ashamed. She is willing to post a picture of herself in her, I don't want to call maternity underwear. It's hospital underwear. It's hospital underwear. And she wrote 5 weeks, hospital underwear for life. It's basically disposable underwear.
The hospital gives you this stuff?
Well, yeah. It's like what you take home to heal in and stuff. And it's like Depends, but at a whole new level. Because even Depends tries to make themselves look pretty. But it's just funny because she's been documenting motherhood in the most humorous way. Like, guys, what are we doing tonight? Holding pumps up. She's documenting a picture of her sister-in-law holding the baby saying, uh-oh, hot mom alert. And like with her looking at her angrily. So it's like, you don't even need Amy to do stand up anymore. Her humor lying down is funny enough for us.
Yeah. I still can't get off the underwear though, too. I mean, does insurance cover that? It was like $1,000 per pair. I'm just curious how much they are when you sneak out with them.
It probably is.
I hope she snaps out of that mindset though. You do not want to be wearing that underwear for life. And that is your Dirt at 8:40. Get all the reports from 6:40.
I'm wearing lifetime underwear right now.
You
I don't know what you're
are.
Talking about.
TMI. Get all the reports at DinaStirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.